Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. Thousands of teachers have filled Perth's Gloucester Park, standing firm in their push for a better pay and conditions offer from the state government. Stop work action has been held right across the state this morning, impacting dozens of schools. The teachers' union is calling for a 12% increase over 2 years. The state government has offered 11% over three. President Matt Jarman remains hopeful a better offer will be put forward.
The state school teachers' union membership has come out in droves across Western Australia today. We believe there's upward of 12,000 members across all of Western Australia, and we hope that their voice is listened to by the Cook government.
The state of WA's rental market has been laid bare in the latest affordability snapshot from Anglicare. Less than 1% of properties among the nearly 3,000 available for rent last month were affordable for a single person on minimum wage. A couple with two children on income support could afford 8 properties, while there were no affordable rentals for a single person who receives JobSeeker. Anthony Albanese will become the first sitting Prime Minister to walk parts of the Kokoda track. He'll be joined by his Papua New Guinea counterpart on the 2-day journey before attending an Anzac Day dawn service. He's told the ABC they'll be walking in the footsteps of giants.
The Australians who fought here saved our continent, literally, and they stood side by side with their brothers and sisters in Papua New Guinea.
In sport, Richmond coach Adam Uze has confirmed the Tigers will welcome back key duo Dylan Grimes and Jacob Hopper for tomorrow's clash with Richmond at the MCG.
To get some leaders of our footy club back in there, just with our, not only the experience, but just help with our organisation.
While Clayton Oliver is expected to line up for the Demons following finger surgery. And a busy night at the AFL Tribunal with the Giants to challenge Toby Green's rough conduct ban and Jesse Hogan's strike. West Coast's Tom Barris will plead his case tomorrow.